Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Community grumble against me, gospel against me. I have heard the complaint of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, as surely as I live, declared the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. In this desert, your bodies will fall, every one of you 20 years old or more, who was counting in the census and who had grumbled against me. Not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplift hands to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected. But you, your bodies will fall in the desert. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the desert. For 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explored the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this wicked community, to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this desert. Here they will die. That's Numbers 14, 26 to 35. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Numbers. And we did have a few more calls to call in. Let's see here. I have Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Evening.
Good evening. Evening.
And I have Auntie Janet.
Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Stacy.
Good evening.
I'm sorry.
Stacy's with me. Stacy.
Stacy is Janet with you. Good evening, Stacy.
Good evening.
Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nelson Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Let's see. Angela and Mom may or may not be with us today. They're attending a book club meeting. So I just wanted to give you updates on that. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together once again to give you honor and to praise your name. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight that is not of you. And Father God, we ask that you allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared. Heavenly Father, we ask that you lead and guide us this week and let our enemies fall to our right side. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, look like we had another caller to call in. Is this Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Evening.
Okay, I'll do a final roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started with the program. I have Sister Shirley, Hubert, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Janet, Stacy, Auntie Dot, and myself. Did I leave anyone out? Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with our program. And first I'll start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 27. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though walls shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon the rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Colossians, 4th chapter. We're starting with verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch, and the same with thanksgiving. Praying also for us, that God would open up unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, by which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I also speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with thought, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Continuing in my devotional, it says, salt has three properties. First, it stings. Second, it heals. And third, it preserves. In the same way, your words, by the spirit of fearless grace, yet they cut to the heart and they bring preservation. We must be very careful to be salty. God's word will not return void. It will accomplish, and it will prosper into the things that he sent it to do. But our mouth must be clean, and our desire holy for the Lord. We are to know how to answer one another. And again, verse 6, let our speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that we know, that we might know how we ought to answer every man. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that wonderful reading, Auntie Janet. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming from Jeremiah 9. Oh, that my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers, so that I might leave my people and go away from them. For they are all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people. They make ready their tongue like a bow to shoot lies. It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Because of your friends, do not trust your brothers. For every brother is a deceiver, and every friend a slanderer. Friends deceive friends, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongue to lie. They weary themselves with sinning. You live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Amen.
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 Right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from St. John, chapter 14, 1 to 8.
Yeah.
1 to 7. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If that was not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's where I am. There may be also. And whether I go knowing the way, you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come before the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from hereforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffereth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time that you yet have not known me? Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father, and have said thou then, show us the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next, I'll go to Stacy. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be in Psalm 62 now.
I can't hear her. Is she speaking?
Read now, yes. I'll be reading Psalm 15.
Can you hear now?
Yes.
Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor, and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts, and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that wonderful reading, Sister Stacy. Looks like we had another caller to join in. Mom, is that you?
And Angela.
Are you an
Angela?
Okay, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, just to give you guys a quick rundown of who's online. I have Sister Shirley, Hubert, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Janet, Sister Stacy, Auntie Dot, and myself. So we have a full house tonight. Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so we're going to go continue with this program here, and I am with Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Philippians 4, 7 through 9. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful reading, Sister Shirley. Let's see here. I have Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from Hebrews, starting at the 6th chapter. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from death work and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on the hand, and resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits. For it is impossible to those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partaker of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the power of the world to come. If they shall fall away, to renew to renew, just a second, to renew them again and to repent of sin they crucified to them. They crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth was drunken in the rain that cometh up upon it and bringeth forth her meat for them by whom it is dressed, receive blessings from God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see here. Mom, do you have any good news to share tonight, or are you guys listeners?
I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to listen.
Same for
tonight.
Angela?
Same.
Okay.
Same for
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have at the part of our program where we recognize our sick and shut-ins. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-in, especially for Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, Sister Shirley and family, Jesse Verner and family. I'm sorry, Jesse Verner family, the Allen family, the Franklin family, Bishop Thomas family, the Hurd family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Hurd family, the Verner family, the Lowe's family, the Moore family, the Moody family, Lennon family, the Ross family, the Simmons family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Ruth Edwards, Charlie and family, Ronnie McClure, Drell and family, Miss Brown and family, the Peters family, Vanessa and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Essie May and family, Desi Kendrick, Tony, Malachi, Eric, Brian, DeMarcus, anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love that you show us daily. We thank you for last night lying down. And we thank you for waking up this morning. Father God, we ask that you continue to allow the Holy Spirit to be activated and to lead and guide our sick and shut-ins. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for being a great God. And we love you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays. And we're looking at the week of April 30th through May 6th. I have my grandson Kamarian birthday on the 3rd of May. Any other birthdays we need to recognize? Okay, let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday.
Happy
Amen.
Birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Dot. Amen. Okay, we have reached the part of our program where you share what's on your heart, praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. I'll just go down the list. If you do have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. Okay, and I will start with, I will start with Auntie Marie.
Auntie Marie.
Praise report, testimony.
I have something to be written by Helen. Okay.
Amen.
I like to make a difference. God has given me a place on earth to be here for a while. I hope that as I am passing through, I will make someone smile. I want to make life easier for all the ones I meet. I ask God for his blessing to the stranger on the street. I hope I never fail a child if I can help somehow. I want to be as gracious as my resource will allow. And when my life on earth is done, it will be my final plea. Let someone somewhere think of say, you've made a difference to me. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Auntie Marie. Let's see here. Next I go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm not a singer, but I've been humming this song all day, so I'd like to share it with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, man, we could have got more of that.
Amen.
Like I'm saying, I'm
hallelujah.
Not a sinner, but
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. Amen. Okay, next I'll go to Stacy. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be reading Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. Amen.
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 Thank you for that beautiful reading, Stacy. I'm enthusiastic. Let's see here. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read John 15, 1 through 8.
Sorry.
St. John. Chapter 15, 1 through 8.
Amen.
The vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the garden. He cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While there were branches that does bear fruit, he prunes, so it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can be fruitful by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can your bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, I in you. You will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, sold into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, my word remain in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father, glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciple. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Philippians. I'm sorry, out of St. John.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Thank you for that reading. Let's see. I will go next, and my reading is coming from Joel Osteen. And the title is Speak What You Seek. And the reading can be followed through out of Isaiah 45. If you're going to live a life of victory, you must speak positive words of faith and declare what God says about your situation. Philippians 4:13 declares that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. No matter how inadequate or unqualified you may feel, Jesus promises to strengthen and enable you. When the time or adversity comes, what do you say about your situation? Do you declare that you are an overcomer through Christ? Anyone can be positive when things are going well, but the way you respond when adversity comes will make or break you. What you say in the midst of your difficulties will have a direct impact on the outcome. Don't look at the facts of your situation. Look at the truth of God's word. Declare his truth over your situation until the facts line up with his words. Make a decision today that you're going to make it through, and quickly. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Next, I go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group?
I would like to share a reading from my devotional. Experiencing its joy. Count it all joy when you fall into various fires, James 1 and 2. Perhaps you've been counting it all sadness when fires come. Never mind, send it to Jesus now. Express your deepest feelings to him. He knows it all. He knows it all. My Father knows. He knows it all. The dead tears, how fast they fall. He knows, my Father knows it all. He can satisfy every need. He satisfied the hungry with good things. Will you cast all your care upon him? For he cares for you. God will help us. Glory to God. How he meets the need of the hungry. How he meets the need of all. He knows it all. He knows it all. My Father knows. He knows it all. The bitter tears, how fast they fall. He knows. My Father knows it all. He knows it all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of devotional. Count it all joy. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, a poem you want to share with the group tonight?
going to share a song.
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful
hallelujah
song, Auntie Betty.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, let's see here. I have Hubert. Any testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I would like to ask you all for your traveling prayers. I'll be flying to Phoenix Thursday. So I want all y'all prayers to have a safe
amen
trip.
Amen. Amen.
I'll be reading from Acts 1:1-5. In my former book, Theopompus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. After giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen, after his suffering, he showed himself to be men and gave many convincing proof that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Acts. Well, that concludes our round. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into our closing prayer?
Retta.
Uh-huh.
I would like for you to add a dear friend of the family to the prayer list, please.
Who?
A friend, Shirley. Her name is Shirley. She's in
Shirley?
The hospital. Yes. She has heart surgery, and she's going through a pretty challenging time.
Okay.
Very critical. Yes.
Okay, and also I would like to welcome Aunt Marie back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We'd like to welcome Auntie Janet back. We miss you as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Miss you all too.
And we would like to welcome Sister Stacy back. Welcome back, Stacy. Amen. Amen. A full house tonight. Amen. Okay, and want to keep in mind Traveling Mercy for Huber. He moved from Cincinnati to Phoenix. Might as well say from the East Coast to the West Coast.
All right.
Yeah, he'll be traveling on Thursday, so extra prayer goes out for him on that day.
Amen.
Okay. So, I'm sorry.
I just said we will be praying.
We said we'll be praying.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful words tonight. For we thank you for the guidance that you show us daily. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew our mind. Dear Lord, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us according to your will. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Janelle and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and bless this prayer line. Heavenly Father, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you, and good night.
Good night. Bye. Love you guys.
Good night.
Love you all.
But that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Determined to seek your call for our life.